The world's weekly wait is over.
You get nothing. You lose.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Hello and welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host and guide for the next 60 minutes as we explore the lesser heard, slightly obscure side of rock, where the album cut and B-side rule, referencing material as far back as the blues of the 30s to today's new releases, while throwing in healthy doses of commentary and vinyl history. There's lots to cover, so we better get started. The Vinyl Garage off-season was spent traveling, adding to the vinyl collection, not worrying about coming up with an intelligent show each week, and checking out some live bands. So when free tickets were offered, and even better, they were offered for a show at the Lorraine Palace, so there was no messing with Cleveland traffic, I was stoked. Mr. Todd Rundgren, Mr. Nelson is coming, and I hope you're up for it. He wasn't. The first concert I've been to in a long, long time became the first concert I ever walked out on. The evening began with a large chunk of his new LP Global, performed in the style of all things electronic dance, complete with dancers, a DJ, and thousands of lights. I Came for Rock and Roll, not a rave. Was a live band too much to ask for? Apparently it was. This week's Vinyl Garage is a What Could Have Been show. Now, Todd is a hugely talented artist and has a huge repertoire to draw from. And if I was producing a show, it would go something like this.
Tell everyone that I am sorry, truly sorry, for all of the wrongs I've done. I never meant to hurt nobody, no. Lord, I never wanna do no wrong. once again. And I got no one to help me find my way. But I never wanted to hurt nobody. And I never wanted to do no wrong. I have lied, I have prayed, and I have cheated.
In my eyes. Whoa, it's our world. Yeah, yeah, one world. Whoa, it's our world.
Favorite Todd LP is 1972's Something Anything, so it's no coincidence that's where we started. And it's equally no coincidence that the first cut, Dust in the Wind, starts out with Todd apologizing, at least in my mind, for wasting my time on August 12th. Well, I know that's not the case, but I feel better now. I Saw the Light was actually intended to be the hit, and it was, reaching number 16 in the Billboard charts, the first single from Something Anything. We went way back to 1966 with Todd's first experience on record with Open My Eyes by his first band, Nazz. They took their name from the Yardbird song, The Nazz Are Blue. The song One World was credited to Utopia and can be found on 1982's Swing to the Right album, an overtly political LP that Bearsville Records wasn't too thrilled to release. 1976's Faithful gives us Love of the Common Man, the second single from the LP, the first being a cover of the Beach Boys' Good Vibrations. Back to the Something Anything LP with my all-time favorite Todd song and its runner-up, Black Mariah and The Night the Carousel Burned Down. Neither were chosen as singles. Black Mariah is a live version from a now out-of-print 1979 album recorded in Tokyo.
castle burnt down. The fire and confusion, the smoke and the sound. I swear you were there when the carousel burnt down. We were all around. The rings charred and tarnished all over the ground. And the heads hung down. And we all left town the next day. The children all hide when the carousel burns down. The old lady's silent, the carousel burns down. The rest of us lied as the carousel burns down. And the flames did fly. The pipes steamed and shrieked out a blazing goodbye. As the
You're listening to The Vinyl Garage, where we love Todd. Well, sometimes.
Thank you. A living off a plastic waffle.
There's something in the heart of it that's simply awful. A man who makes a living off a plastic waffle.
There's something in the heart of it that's simply awful. A man who makes a living off a plastic waffle. Trying to make a living off an LP's worth of tunes. Sweat is forming on my brow. Nothing can help me now. My life is on the line for an LP's worth of tunes. I can see the write-ups now. The multitudes are crying for an LP's worth of tunes.
Man would simply have to be as mad as a hatter to try to change the world with a plastic platter.
Change the world with a plastic platter. Trying to change the world with an LP's worth of tunes.
What's your problem, Shani? What's your problem, Shan? What's your problem, Shani? What's your problem, Shan?
I want to.
1974's Todd album was released during the period that Hello, It's Me was still active in the charts, making Bearsville Records reluctant to release more Todd that would compete with himself, equating to less money for them. A highly experimental LP featuring some instrumentals and novelties. We heard How About a Little Fanfare and an LP's worth of tunes, respectively, along with A Dream Goes On Forever, the heir apparent in the singles category. I've been always fond of LP's worth of tunes cut, Todd referring to himself as a man who makes a living off of a plastic waffle. I love an artist who doesn't take himself too seriously. 1982's self-titled Utopia album featured two singles that went, well, pretty much unnoticed. But the opening cut, Libertine, has always caught my ear. And from 1977's Oops, Wrong Planet LP is Love in Action, which was not the single for the album. That was Love is the Answer, a song adopted by numerous contemporary Christian bands. Speaking of not taking oneself too seriously, here's, from 1978's Hermit of Mink Hollow LP, a quickie, Onomatopoeia, a minute 34 of fun.
Squeak, jingle, rattle, squeal, boing, punk, boot, pack, bang.
also from the Herman of Minkhalo LP, was All the Children Sing, the lead-off track to the LP, and 1982's the ever-popular Torture Artist Effect LP begat Bang the Drum All Day, a surprise hit. From Utopia's Beatle-inspired album, Deface the Music, from 1980, I Just Wanna Touch You. The song was originally written and recorded for the film Roadie, but rejected by the producers. They were worried it sounded too close to the Beatles, fearing legal action. We're wrapping up with a song that opened the August 12th show. From Todd's new LP, Global, here's Everybody.
Everybody, everybody, everybody
can't be the Mona Lisa. Everybody can't be a millionaire. Everybody can't make the perfect pizza. Everybody's here, so we just don't care. Because we're all together again. 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 Everybody can't be our presidente. Everybody can't be the talk of the town. Everybody can't live a life of plenty. Everybody's ready to get on down. Because we all together again. Because we're all. Everybody can't be a movie star. Everybody can't get a twerk from Miley. Everybody here'd rather hit the bar. Because we're all together again. Because we're all together again. Because we're all.
Granted that you just don't yourself seeing all the way through.
It's important to me that you know you are free. 'Cause I never wanna make you change for me. Think of me. You know that I'd be with you if I could. I'll come around to see you once in a while. Spend the night if you think I should.
Thanks for joining this week's Vinyl Garage as we attempt to exorcise the demons, or the phantoms as they were, caused from Todd's August show at the Lorraine Palace. I hope you enjoyed the alternative I presented. This show I wouldn't have walked out on. But before we go, we all do lip service to the truth when we say we want an artist to grow, to change. But we don't mean it. That is, unless he or she changes into something that is acceptable to us. Then they look like a genius. If you take Todd's Global album and compare it to his most recent releases, it's the obvious progression. But Global compared to his entire catalog is a huge departure, even for an artist as quirky and diverse as Todd. But Todd didn't betray us when it came to the quality of production. It was elaborate and spot on, as was his voice. For someone pushing 70, it was powerful and on key all night. The new material would have been tolerable if it was delivered with a live band. Even some of his old material was presented as unrecognizable, done in the style he chose. I kind of feel like the folkies at Newport in 64. Or it was kind of like going to see the Cleveland Orchestra and have them perform on tambourines and accordions. So the bottom line is, there is an hour and a half of my life I'll never get back. Thankfully, the tickets were calm. Just saying. Keep in touch with the Vinyl Garage at facebook.com/Vinyl Garage Show. Or directly via email at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com. So until next week, this is Dave Nelson. Thanks for listening.